The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Redding, California. You are listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda are on vacation and wanted to take Free Fire Radio in a different artistic direction by adding a little youth and inexperience into the mix by selecting me to host the show this morning. My name is Rocky Slaughter. If you said Rocky who, we're off to a good start. We have a totally stacked lineup for you this morning, and I'm excited to introduce you to who we have here in a minute. But before we get started, I wanted to take a special moment to recognize the work that Carl and Linda Bott have done for the station and for Redding. The Botts moved here about 8 years ago, and through this radio show have introduced a totally new line of long-form journalism for our community. They've connected our community's leaders with our citizens, and they've given us a great conduit for political and social discussion here in Shasta County. There are a lot of people who move here to Redding to retire because of the awesome lifestyle assets that we have, but the Botts continue to work for the people to find the silver linings in our clouds, to bring our community together, and to help place Redding on the map as the best place to work and play in Northern California. I especially enjoy what they've done with our local sports programs, like the Colt 45s, and when they go out and have their live remotes at the local football games. So with that, let's get to our guest list. Today we have, from the Builders Exchange, the Big Cheese, the CEO, executive director. What is
you
your title?
You pick a title, I'll go with it.
Okay, there we go. From the Shasta Builders Exchange, we also have Viva Downtown's Brandon Benting, and also you have All-Star
Events. Events and Youth Violence Prevention Council. What I own a recording studio in Nevada, Adbury Studios. There's all kinds of stuff in there.
Everyone here today has at least four or five different business cards, so and different hats. And then we have Redding City Councilor Brent Weaver. He just walked in the building. Then later we'll be talking to Turtle Bay Exploration Park's Christy Kidd, Record Searchlight's business editor David Benda, Optimize Worldwide. CEO Matt Morgan. Doesn't that sound like a Will Ferrell movie?
Prestige Worldwide, I think is what you're referring to there.
Yeah, exactly.
With the echo. Worldwide.
Right.
Worldwide.
And then we're going to close it off with Redding Mayor Francis Sullivan. So we've got a totally stacked lineup, lots of great things to talk about, but before we get to that, we're going to throw to the weather.
And good morning, everybody. Cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. High, only about 80 degrees, quite a break from last week, but we are looking at possibility of lightning strikes, and as we are painfully aware this morning, looking at the news headlines, lightning strikes and resulting fires are something we definitely do not want. So please be a little extra careful. Don't let the cool temperatures fool you, because upwards of 400 homes destroyed in the last 48 hours in California by these runaway wildfires. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, a chance of shower 60%. It'll clear off a little bit. Temperatures start inching back up for as we get further into the week. Right now in Redding, it is 72 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793. Good folks there at Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. This is my first time actually being a host of a radio show, so I'm going to try to do it a little bit traditionally. Here we got Joe Comenti with our sports.
Yes, we have a lot of sports news. Actually, you Oakland Raiders fans, the Raiders had a game yesterday.
They did.
And I think that's all we should talk about as far as that's concerned. The Giants swept the San Diego Padres last night. Score was 10-3. Unfortunately, it's a little too little, a little too late. At least that's my editorial. The Giants are still 7.5 games back. The Oakland Raiders lost 12-4. Unfortunate. Don't know how that fits in any race. But nevertheless, they did not win. They lost to the Rangers in Arlington yesterday.
That was the Oakland A's, right?
Yes, what did I say?
Raiders.
You know, I've got Raiders on the mind. After watching that game yesterday and having to take several Advil, I just had to walk away from it.
Yeah, that's
but anyway, it's the Athletics, yes, the Oakland Athletics. And now I've got some breaking news that just came in. Some of you might not have heard, but the news is spreading fast, that Rocky Slaughter was defeated in an 18-hole round of golf at River Tuolumne Golf Course on Saturday by James Elder and Evan Schreiber from KRCR News Channel 7. As if that wasn't enough, Rocky followed up with a defeat at a round of mini golf at Oasis Fun Center by Maggie Boberg, formerly of the women's golf team at Princeton University. Moral of the story, Rocky, is stay away from golf.
It was a rough weekend. Definitely a rough weekend.
And he actually can't because we're playing in a tournament next week.
Oh,
together,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You need to step your game up, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's that tournament again?
It's the Clean Right, Build Right Wings of Angels tournament.
Okay.
At Gold Hills, yeah. Pretty excited about it. We got a team.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm most excited about the best ball component of that tournament. So
which yours probably won't be.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, let's see. I've got the stock market here. Last time I checked, Dow Jones is up 2 percentage points. I think we can safely say that some people probably got some money today. Some people probably lost some money. For some people, it was a bull market. For other people, it was a bull market. Let's talk about... we got a lot of directions we can go here.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we could do the Builders Exchange. What's going on with the Builders Exchange right now?
We've got a lot going on. We've completed our move. We right-sized, to use the appropriate term. Sold our building on Innsbruck, and we're now in the Frozen Gourmet building. We went from about 15,000 square feet to just under 6, which is much more appropriate for what our organization is trying to accomplish. One of our primary focuses is the trade school. We've got the trade school up and running, have had the trade school for a while. Our electrical program is really an outstanding program and one that's certified by the state of California. So that's ongoing right now, and if anyone is interested, please just contact us at the Builders Exchange, 221-5556, or contact Tracy at ShastaBE, as in buildersexchange.com.
Great. We do definitely have Reading City Councilor Brent Weaver here, and I know he's got a very short time budget, so I want to make sure that he gets in the studio. Got some hard-hitting, hardball questions for him. So... I guess we'll cut over. Oh, here we go. You guys,
this portion of this program brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Okay.
How's that for a cover?
Oh, perfect. That's great. You can see that I've been doing this for a long time. All right. Brent, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing great, Rocky. Now, we're here to talk about dating in Reading. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's been just a glorious journey in which I still do not have a girlfriend. But anyway. Okay.
So, hey, anyone out there, if you want to have somebody call in the show, I think that would be actually a lot more entertaining than listening to a council member come on.
That was a plug for Rocky's love life.
There you go.
There we go. Okay, one of the things I wanted to do now that we have Reading City Councilor Brent Weaver here is kind of introduce Citizen Brent Weaver to the city. So not talking necessarily about politics or plans. We will get into that. But I just kind of want to paint a picture of who you are, you know, what your family consists of, why you like writing. The first question I have for you is, how old are you?
40. Turned 40 in May.
Okay, so you're a successful business CEO. You know, obviously you got elected last November. That's pretty impressive. The young people are kind of coming together and standing up for things. So,
you know, I try to tell my wife and kids that all the time, how impressive, you know, they should look at me. And they don't buy any of it, Rocky. They're just like, hey, Dad, finish the dishes. Or, hey, Dad, can you drive me over here? That is my life, if you want to know what it's like being a citizen.
Great, great. What's your favorite thing to do here?
Well, right now, my favorite thing to do as far as the way my life is structured is coaching my son's youth football team. That's probably the one thing I have going where it's kind of my time, and I can turn off my responsibilities at work or the city council and just get out there. But if I was not coaching youth football, I actually really enjoy mountain biking. And
oh,
so I try to get out every opportunity I can.
Do you have any trails that you'd recommend?
You know, I like to go out to Swayze and ride the Escalator, go out to Brandy Creek and ride, I'm not sure the name of that trail up there, that goes right above the Brandy Creek, right below the Brandy Creek Falls and cuts back.
This isn't Shasta Mine Loop or anything.
No, Shasta Mine Loop would be a different section. But anyways, yeah, love getting out and riding. I was up at Mount Shasta this weekend and got a chance to ride up there. And so.
Okay. Well, it looks like we need to go to a break. So we will be back here with Reading City Councilor Brent Weaver.
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available.
Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th.
Girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted.
Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Reading. My name is Rocky Slaughter. I'm the host, substitute host for Free Fire Radio here on KCNR. I want to make it very clear to the band Survivor that I'm not making a political point by playing the song, because I heard that they recently filed a lawsuit against someone that was doing that. A particular county clerk, yeah.
Rocky, I will say, you know, again, going back to what I do in my free time coaching my son's youth football team, this is the song we play when we're in the car driving to the football game, Eye of the Tiger. It was a classic when, you know, when I was growing up, and so it's one of the things I'm doing to bridge the gap from my generation to my son's.
Well, there you go. There you go. I selected that song mainly just because my name's Rocky, and, you know,
reasonable. Ah, okay. Yeah, it took me a second. All right, yeah. A little slow on the uptake Monday morning.
Okay, okay. We're here with Viva Downtown's Brandon Benting and Reading City Councilor Brent Weaver. So I've got a hardball question for Brent here. Let's talk about the Reading City Council. What is it like to have a job where everyone you meet and everyone you talk to thinks they can do a better job than you're currently doing?
Well, like I said, Rocky, that's pretty similar to what it's like living in my home every day.
Yeah.
Or running my lumber yard. So I'm somewhat accustomed to that. And here's what I'll say, Rocky. You know, I think what I've found so far in this first year of the city council is most of the different people out there in the community that are concerned, that are paying attention, we all typically want the same end game, which is we want a well-functioning city that can offer basic services, help us to feel safe so we can, you know, own and operate our businesses, and then attract new families and new businesses to the community so we can continue to have that vibrancy that we need, that foundation, that tax base. And so I don't fault anyone for being passionate and, you know, pointing fingers or saying, you know, getting ideas. What I would say is that's one way that we see sometimes play out in the public square is, name calling and finger pointing. But what that's one way. But the other side is when you have people kind of come together and in a very productive way decide how they're going to influence the debate, the conversation in the public square. So, for example, tonight I'll be joining a mesh of a neighborhood and a business watch group in downtown. So the Wildwood Park neighborhood, along with the businesses over there on Market Street, Chief Pletty and I will both be going there. It'll be our, I think for Chief Pletty, he's attended four or five times. This will be my third. And they're to me a great example of how they're improving the situation for the lives of the people in their neighborhood and these businesses, and they're doing it in a very engaged way, but they're being polite, productive, and working, collaborating versus tearing down.
Right. Over the last year, I've seen kind of an incredible increase in community participation, whether that's online, through comments on the Record Searchlight, all the way through Facebook and all these groups that are forming. I like the participation. I think there is a slight disconnect between the people that participate in the groups and just talk on the blogs and the people that are actually in the trenches doing the work. And one of the things that I keep coming up with is that a lot of the problems that seem to be very simple to solve have a lot of moving parts. And it must be very interesting for you as a CEO of a business to go into an organization that is a lot larger and has, the dexterity of a giant elephant. So if you're trying to accomplish something through, for public safety or to solve the homelessness problem, it's not something that you can just walk in and pick up and say, we are going to do this.
Sure.
Can you talk maybe a little bit about the process of how decisions are made and what actual powers you have as a city councilor?
Well, let's contrast the difference of those, who are working in the private world. You know, I know for myself as, the owner and operator of a lumber company, if I over the weekend have an idea, something I want to implement, I can walk in Monday morning and I can pull my managers together and we can discuss it and then we move forward on it by Monday afternoon or Tuesday. That's not how local government typically works. So we have, five city council individuals, could be a man or a woman, and at the end of the day, we hire two people, the city manager and the city attorney. And then the city manager then hires everyone else underneath to basically run and get the city functioning. And so, A, if you have a great idea, you can't just show up on the next Tuesday night's council meeting and say, hey, I had this great idea. I'm going to just punch this thing through. You know, first of all, you have to make sure there's going to be enough support from others on the council, which is why, Rocky, it's so important that, you can feel, you can feel passionate about the different ideas or solutions you have. But you've got to balance that with getting along with four other people who, quite frankly, different life experiences, backgrounds.
Sure.
We're all A-type personalities, but it's so important if you care about those issues and those principles that you figure out how to get along and be polite and respectful to your peers so that you can hopefully garner enough support to push some of these solutions through.
And I think that applies to the community as well. A lot of people here read the headlines of what comes out of the city council meetings and immediately have the reaction of the worst possible scenario. So, for example, let's talk about the water cops.
Mm-hmm.
The immediate argument that came out after that happened was, we can't even afford regular cops. Now we're spending money in a different place. If you had the context, if people understood how the process works, they would understand that's two different budgets. And as we've seen with the pilot case with REU, you can't just have one department pay another. And in addition to that, the water cops were brought about to save the city money because the State Water Resources Control Board had some very stringent policies in terms of what they expected from Brian Crane and everyone else.
Yeah, I think that's just a perfect example, Rocky, of something that seems so simple from, you know, from one side of the street. But yeah, if you actually look into it a little bit deeper, you start to realize why the decisions were made the way they were. For example, there's one side that would say, well, hey, if we can't afford to staff our police department or even our code enforcement division, what are we doing, you know, paying short-term some of these water cops? Well, again, like you mentioned, they come from two different budget sources. That's number one. Number two, we actually have to show, if we're not hitting our target water saving, you know, percents each, you know, month over month, if we don't hit those targets, we will get fined. The city will get fined. But one of the ways that you're able to get around some of those fines is if you're able to show that you have, you know, concrete plans and steps you're going through to try to get to that number that the state has mandated on us. So that's one of the ways we're actually trying to save the city money by being proactive there versus just sitting back and then letting the state come down on us because we didn't hit our benchmarks.
Exactly. Okay, so do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about? Actually,
Your dating life, again, you keep trying to come back to, you know, these things.
Try to get away from it.
One thing I did want to mention is, you know, you've been a sitting city councilor for only 9 months, and there is a lot of talk online about, you know, how the city council isn't doing anything, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a laundry list that you can provide us of things that have been done? Because, quite honestly, I've seen many city councilors. I grew up here, I think this is one of the most active councils I've seen.
Okay, well, appreciate that. And, tonight there's going to be, regarding public safety, I'm going to be giving an update on what this council has done from when it was, you know, came together in November of 2014 up to the current date. Kurt Startman is going to give an update on the public safety blueprint, so we're going to get, you know, some heavy doses tonight on public safety. We're also going to be talking about two new concepts. One is a shopping cart ordinance, where we're going to start to hold accountable some of these big box stores that they are tracking their carts and retrieving them. And the second one we're going to be talking about tonight is an Adopt-a-Block program. So I won't go through my laundry list of things, but, you know, after I sat down and made this list, it was amazing to me the amount of work that this council has done in, you know, 9 to 10 months. And what I'll say is in our first meeting as we were formed, we voted 5-0 to start the work on a public safety blueprint, which is long-term planning. And that's really, in my opinion, that's what any business should be doing. You should have a 5 to 10 year vision of where you want to be. While that's been being worked on, the council has also done many short-term things to try to, you know, improve quality for, you know, our businesses and families. One of them that I'm very proud of is the increase in code enforcement activities. So we've targeted different illegal camping sites in the city of Reading, near our waterways, up Mercy Canyon. We've been much more aggressive going after some of these slumlord hotels and motels. Right now, the one that's been in the paper the last several weeks is the Americana,
right,
just up the street from where we are right now. And that's in the process. I'm excited about what we're going to see here over the next several weeks. We have a closed session item tonight to for the council to make a determination of how we're going to move forward on our findings from the Americana on the last visit. And then we're also looking at restructuring how we do code enforcement. How much time do we got, Rocky? Because I don't want to go on too far.
That's a good question for my friend Bob.
We're about 2 minutes from break, gentlemen.
Okay, great.
So I'll finish this one thought. So one of the things I'm excited about, it dawned on me that, you know, code enforcement kind of comes and goes based on the pulse of the community and the city council. And I thought, for us to really, as a community, get the benefits of code enforcement, that needs to be going year on, you know, year on, year off. It always needs to be going.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that we need to have those hotels and motels that are putting us in this position, they need to be footing the bill. So we're working on a formula right now where we can hire additional code enforcement officers, and they are funded by their annual site visits to these different hotels, motels. So make the guys who are causing the problems pay for it.
That's very realistic. It kind of sounds a little Donald Trump-esque. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to make them build the wall. This is a great plan. And, you know, I think really from the point of last November's election to 4 years from now, we're going to see an entirely different city. I've been talking about this a lot. We've got a lot of good momentum. Obviously, the Turtle Bay Hotel's ground is going to be broken very soon. Escrow closed this last week. That was something that I was very passionate involved with. Then we're also going to talk about downtown and what's going to be going on there after the break. Is there anything in parting that you'd like to talk about in terms of where we're headed?
Well, just
the pump park, too. We could
Yeah, if you want to, well, I think we're going to go to a break here, so I tell you what, I'll stay for one more segment, and then I got to run.
Okay. This portion of the program is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. While I'm reading this live commercial, gentlemen, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one, California here.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Reading. We're back here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Rocky Slaughter. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on vacation. I'm wondering if they're having a true vacation, kind of wondering what's going on in the show right now. But anyway, we've got a totally stacked lineup. I'm very excited. I sent a lot of text messages on Friday out to my friends, mainly just because I was concerned that I was going to be kind of lonely here for 2 hours. But we have six people and four currently in the studio. One is Viva Downtown's Brandon Benting, who can talk about downtown. We've got Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And then we also have from Shasta Builders Exchange, Joe Comenti. Let's talk about Caffeinate for a Cause, which is a fundraiser for Turtle Bay. I, as well as Brandon Benting, are and I can't say this over the radio, or I can't show this over the radio, but I'm definitely doing quotation marks right now. Celebrities that are going to be bartending, baristaing.
Wrong event.
those are my events.
Right. at Dutch Bros. Okay, and I'm going to repeat this multiple times. Dutch Bros. Near the post office on Churn Creek.
The post office on Churn Creek.
Yes, exactly.
7 to 9 a.m.
There we go. Thursday. Yeah. let's keep saying that. It is a fundraiser for Turtle Bay's operations. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Christy?
Yep.
Yes. And so $1 from every coffee there goes directly to Turtle Bay's operations. We all know that Turtle Bay does an excellent job educating our community, bringing us together, providing us identity, bringing tourism in. So we get sales tax and TOT tax from that. That's really good. Brandon. What kind of incentive program are we offering? And by the way, no one else has an incentive program at 7 to 9 a.m. Thursday.
That we know of. They might after this.
we might be giving away some information we don't want to. We might be giving some competitors ideas here, Rocky. But we do have a theory of incentive plans for 7 to 9 a.m. on Thursday.
At the Dutch Bros.
At the Dutch Bros. near the post office on Jern Creek.
Yeah. So, let's see. The prizes that we discussed so far is you buy your coffee, but there's also a tip jar, which goes directly to the operations at Turtle Bay, which is for the kids.
It's for the kids.
And one of the incentives that we're talking about is a free window cleaning. So, for $5, Brandon Benting will...
So it's always me for the first $5? I'm automatically going to be washing the window? So for $5, one of us will be washing a window, and for $10, both of us will be washing.
We're talking about one window, so it's the windshield. One side, your driver's side, will be washed if you have $5. And if you're feeling a little bit more benevolent, you know, you can spare $10 for the kids. We'll wash your complete windshield. And then for $25, Brandon and I will sing you a song,
which we haven't made up yet, but we will.
Right, and
we will sing that song to you.
After that, I think the $50 level will sing the same song, but also while wearing wigs. So,
wigs.
Yeah, lots of incentives here to give to Turtle Bay. We need to keep them going. They're a strong force for good. And actually, let's talk to Christy, who is the expert.
Since we have Turtle Bay in the house.
Yeah. So, what is all of this singing and window cleaning going to do for the park?
It is going to help us immensely. The last 2 years, or this is the third year we've done this event, and the last 2 years have just been incredible. I think the first year the goal was like $5,000, and we made over $20,000. So we're going to try to do that again. Even though you guys are pushing yourselves, you can go to any Dutch Bros in Reading or Palisadro from 7 to 9 a.m. or between 2 and 4 p.m. And it's the same deal. A dollar goes to Turtle Bay and any tips as well. If you can't make it that day, you can donate online and choose your team you want to donate to. So you can write in Rocky and Brandon, and they can get the credit for it. So
very good.
You don't have to actually come out, but, I mean, might as well come to Dutch Bros and get your coffee, you know?
Yeah, I'm drinking my Dutch Bros coffee right now. One other thing I'd like to mention about the Churn Creek Dutch Bros location next to the post office at 7 to 9 a.m. in the morning.
This coming Thursday
is that we have two drive-through window options. That is an exclusive to that location. Actually, I think they have a couple others.
That's not true.
Okay. I'm just criticizing the people that are going to be in the Eureka Way location that just has one window. Okay.
That's true.
You know, you don't want to be backed up on that corner. You want to, you know, get your post office needs accomplished. You know, you're on the east side of town.
We heard that the Dutch Bros at the post office is the fastest also. So if you drive by another Dutch Bros and there's a big line, just come to ours and we'll get you out quick.
There we go. Okay. What else is going on at Turtle Bay?
Well, that's the big thing this week. Obviously, we're all super excited about that. But next week we open a new exhibition, which is going to be wonderful. It's called Get Animated, and it's from Stage 9 Exhibit Design and presented by Red and Kia and Subaru, and it is from the same company that did Toytopia and Sweet. So it's going to be really colorful and interactive and just really fun for all ages and really interesting. This one is all about animation, obviously.
Great.
Animated. And so it's going to have, you know, Disney and Sony and Warner Brothers and all kinds of stuff just from the beginning of animation and how it was originally hand-drawn and everything, and everything now up to all the computer technology that's used for it.
Wow.
So you're really cool.
It sounds very exciting. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain age level that it caters to?
Nope, it's for everybody because kids obviously are going to like it. There's cartoons. You can take a picture with the panda from Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
And the dragon from How to Train Your Dragon, which is going to be really cool. But it's also, you know, it goes back to Saturday morning cartoons, so that nostalgia is in there as well.
Okay.
And everything in between.
great.
Yeah.
Anything else going on in the park, like any promotions in terms of memberships or...
Memberships are always a great deal, Rocky.
Okay. Oh, I know. I'm a member, and I'm a single bachelor that has no kids.
Rocky is single.
In case we hadn't touched on that. Good.
In case you have a new listener who didn't hear that the first four times, Rocky is still single.
Yeah, no, I have a great time at Turtle Bay. All the animals and different exhibits and everything. Mainly just hanging out with the people. And I think we still have some refreshed Reading bumper stickers and signs there.
You absolutely
we do.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
They're right inside the door.
Because that's the only place you can get them now, because we have given away 1,000 Drought Lawn signs to our community. We have a really rough estimate that saved about 60 million gallons of water during our drought.
Assuming they're used appropriately.
Assuming they're used appropriately. Yeah, I mean, fuzzy math there. But they were shown to the governor. So Governor Brown saw it, our stickers and signs. So, I mean, it made a good impact. And I think, actually, the State Water Resources Control Board had a couple people put those bumper stickers on their car. So
yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It's not every day that Reading comes home with a win. So yeah, that was a hit. Let's see. Do we want to talk any more about Caffeinate for a Cause, or
if you want to, do you want to plug a little bit more?
We could, or maybe we could just talk about
if you are, I mean, going with Rocky doesn't have a girlfriend. I mean, if you are a single lady and you're not familiar with Rocky's Club, you can come to the Dutch Bros at the post office on Thursday from 7 to 9.
I guess that would be the highest level incentive. It's Platinum Signature Series incentive. Okay, anyway, let's talk about the Zero Wine Festival.
Biggest tip, get a date with Rocky. He's going to be a bachelor also at the same time.
This Sorry, has got Rocky. So much more interesting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's talk about the Beer and Wine Festival.
All right. So I'm going to put my Viva Downtown hat on now. Wait, let me back up a little bit first. Rocky, thank you for having me as a guest on your first radio show. I feel honored and privileged as your friend.
Thank you.
And
here.
Now I feel rude for not saying
well, you know, I've been here for an hour almost, and I just said it the first time. So.
Okay, good.
And also I want to thank Carl and Linda. I've been on this show a few times as a downtown representative and for events and whatnot, and I really love what they do here and what they bring to downtown, and it's a great radio station, and yeah, thank you to them and for everything that they do here. So okay, the Reading Beer and Wine Festival after that now, it is coming up this weekend, this Saturday the 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. in the downtown promenade. And if you have not been to the Beer and Wine Festival, you are missing out. You must be 21 years of age. Let me throw that out there. I don't want any 19-year-olds coming in, even though beer and wine is in the name. You never know. Sometimes these things happen. So this Saturday in the promenade, it's going to be a big party with lots of food, beer, and wine. We're changing some things up. This year we're adding live music. That was an original element of the Beer and Wine Festival. We went to DJ and radio music the last few years, and now we're back. We have two bands playing up in the north end, so it'll be a nice backdrop coming off of Market Street there. You can see the Beer and Wine Festival on the north end of the promenade. And, you know, a lot of the same beer vendors that we've had in the past, but we're always expanding, getting new microbreweries in. So we encourage everyone to come check it out, especially if they've never been. Tickets are on sale right now. They are $35 pre-sale and $40 at the door. You can go to vivadowntownreading.org for more information, and they're available for purchase online or at Rayleigh's on Lake Boulevard.
If someone donates to Caffeinate for a Cause at 7 to 9 a.m. At the post office Dutch Rose, we could throw in some tickets, perhaps. I'll buy them.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know what we'll have to work out this incentive process, but yeah, we could throw in some incentive to throw in a pair of tickets for the Beer and Wine Festival. I know a guy that can get those.
There we go. Any like microbrews that you're stoked about, or any bands you mentioned?
Honestly, okay. Yeah. So Cali Vibes and the Downtown Band are the bands that are playing, and both of those are great bands. We've had them play for other events for Viva Downtown before, which is why we invited them for this big special event. different. And I'm not going to plug any particular beers because I don't want to be playing favorites to anyone. There are a lot of delicious beers out here, so really you need to come try all of them.
Okay, well, Christy likes Wild Card. I know that.
I do. I love Wild Card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have to plug them because we love them.
Obviously.
Thanks, Jenny.
I was going to plug them if you didn't. So.
Just because.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anything else going on downtown?
Well, I mean, there's always stuff going on downtown, and event-wise, we can get more into that later if you want to, but I also want to talk about the downtown transportation plan and other progressive things that are happening downtown.
Absolutely, and we have some time left.
Okay.
Let's go to our sponsor.
I guess that's my cue. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2730. They are a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, Four Winds Jewelry. It's, let's see here. Do we got to pull up the... It's 73 degrees in Reading under partly cloudy skies. And we'll be back with Free Fire Radio.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning, Redding, California. This is Rocky Slaughter in for Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. And we are jamming away to some Lord, which reminds me of South Park for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we have a stacked lineup again. You know, I've said this before, but we have six people here. We've got Joe Comenti from the Shasta Village Exchange. We've got Brandon Benting from Viva Downtown. We've got Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. Matt Morgan, the CEO from Optimized Worldwide, just walked in the door. Earlier, we had Reading City Councilor Brent Weaver. After that, we're going to have Record Searchlight's business editor David Benda. And then we're going to cap this all off with Reading's mayor, Francie Sullivan. So, just a great lineup, and I'm really excited that people responded to my text on Friday. So now that we've got Brandon Benting here, he is the director over at Viva Downtown. Was projects director?
I'm the project director.
Project director.
John Druitt is the executive director.
Okay. So
I don't know what my title means. It means that I have my hands in a lot of stuff that happened downtown, but I don't know what I actually do.
Great. A lot of people are curious as to where we are headed as a city, who we are, and where we're going. So I know you know a lot about kind of the future plans for downtown. I know a lot of them can't be talked about necessarily in any specific type of fashion. There's a lot of research going on behind the scenes, but is there anything that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, there's always a lot of movement going on downtown, and people might not be aware of it because it's not right out in the open, but there are deals being made, and there's progress being made constantly. That's part of what we do at Viva Downtown is keeping a beat on the progress and moving things forward as well ourselves. So there are a couple things that have been in the news lately. One of them is a potential land swap involving the McConnell Foundation and Union Pacific and the City of Reading involved in there. And then another thing is the downtown transportation plan that is being updated right now. And there's a community workshop. It's the second community workshop that's coming up here regarding that on Thursday, September 25th, Thursday, September 24th from 5:30 to 7:30. And that is in the downtown atrium, which is at the south end of the promenade. So we're working on updating our transportation plan, the direction, where the streets are going to go, speed limits. We're assessing, you know, user or bikeability and walkability and those kinds of things. We really need to focus on building a strong core downtown. Downtowns are the core for big cities, and, you know, you should make more money per capita or per square foot in a downtown than you do in other areas, and we don't have that in our downtown. So we need to go back towards that kind of model. So everything that we're doing right now is stuff to progress our downtown and grow it and make it the type of downtown that we need to support our area.
So probably the two main questions that people will ask will be, what's happening with Market Street? And is there any plan there? I don't know if you can answer that. And then also, we need more parking. What say you, Brandon, on those two issues?
There's lots of parking around downtown that people aren't aware of or they don't look at. Studies have shown that charging for parking actually incentivizes it, and I see lots of empty spaces around that could be filled up. I've been to other areas, other cities, and been to conferences that have shown those things. So I'd like to see the parking change a little bit here. I don't know necessarily we need more parking. We need different parking. You know, the parking structure needs some work. So hopefully that'll be changed here shortly. But I don't know about more at this point, but definitely the parking situation needs to be altered slightly.
Okay, and then there's some other businesses that are moving downtown. Like I just saw that Senior Roses is closing, and now we're going to have a Savory Spoon there.
Yes, Savory Spoon is moving from over their Hartnell location to downtown where Senior Roses was and Weatherby's previously to that. And then also Wild Card Brewing, once again. They're going to be moving downtown.
So excited.
Yeah, that new, is it a mixed-use facility, or is that just purely business?
It is mixed-use, and so that's the direction that we're going with most of the properties. Everything that I'm familiar with even right now is mixed-use property, because we really want to encourage living downtown and working downtown and shopping downtown and getting all of your needs met.
That was a really impressive transition from the Greyhound bus station to basically it's going to be just completely alive there. A lot of people are nostalgic, and they talk about the cruise that used to happen downtown, and I think, you know, I don't know if that would be reinvented, but just having that sort of civic pride about being downtown and hanging out, I think once that's reinstilled, we'll be in really good shape. Any other businesses? There's the Dip.
the dip, yeah. Serendipity. It's going in the former Bombay's bar building there. It is going to be another eating and drinking establishment, or drinking mostly as it was before. They will have coffee as well, but I think they really want to focus more on the music for this place. The music scene in downtown is reviving more now, and really I'm interested in having these business owners work together and cooperating with each other and growing that music scene even more and that culture even more.
The dip, I mean, it used to be called Serendipity. It was up on Lake Boulevard.
Yes.
And, I mean, they did an incredible job for the local music scene. In fact, they had huge acts going through what is now Little Caesars, and that is very sad. But, like, Augustana, right? They played there. The All-American Rejects. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of huge bands, and you know, I think they're going to do a great job.
Yeah, the Gum Brothers are great guys, and I really encourage them, and I want to see them do great things in our downtown there.
Right.
Can I plug something slightly?
Absolutely, yeah, please.
One of the women involved is also the artistic director for JAMA, the dance company that I'm a part of, and so there's going to be some performances there, too, from joining art, music, and athletics, so... Just
great.
Saying.
Entertainment all around. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of people going downtown suddenly. There's also something happening with the Johnny's building. Do you guys know anything about that? I think they're doing some sort of a mock day in there where they're rearranging furniture or something like that. My friend Aaron Hatch probably would have a little bit more of a clue.
Yeah, I don't know any specifics on that I can talk about.
Okay. I remember my company offered free marketing services for the business that moves in there that kind of aligns with our standards of downtown development and growth. Johnny's is kind of an interesting speed bump, I think, for our community. So anyway, we're headed to a good place. I think, you know, actually, the revitalization of downtown was mentioned by John Voight on an episode of an HBO series. I can't remember what the name was called. I just got a text last night. He was sort of bashing Reading, but they said, you know, they're revitalizing their downtown. It was they were looking at using Reading as a witness protection program location. And, yeah, they said, well... He said some curse words I can't say on the air, but he mentioned that they're revitalizing the downtown. They put her in a gazebo. That's what they said. I don't think.
Oh, yeah?
Do we have a gazebo somewhere?
The first thing that comes to mind is the stage at Library Park, Carnegie Stage, but I don't know anything else gazebo-y that's
okay.
Around downtown.
Yeah, I'll show you the clip after this, this break, and yeah, we'll get into it. Maybe we need to send him a response or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, just one last thing about the downtown transportation plan. If you're interested in learning more about it, that's September 24th, Thursday, from 5:30 to 7:30 in the downtown atrium. And you can also get more information by going to downtownreadingtransportationplan.com.
Great. Do we know anything that's going on with the old Reading Police Department?
The old building there?
Yeah.
It's still up in the air. I know they've been giving, very nicely, they've been giving furniture away, office furniture to nonprofits and schools and stuff like that. I know the Historical Society benefited from that, and they appreciated that. So it's great that I think they're doing those things.
Great. I also saw that Chief Paletti gave away two of his refrigerators to the Good News Rescue Mission. That was interesting. They put out some social media stuff about how they needed something to store their food, and Chief Paletti came in to save the day. So lots of good things happening.
Great job.
I'd like to see something go on with that police station. Obviously, that was Lou Gerard's Ford company before that, so it's not necessarily a historical building. It looks kind of cool, but if you go inside, it's just a giant mess. And
it's got some issues.
It
needs some help.
But that's in a prime location.
A couple of pounds of C4.
There you go. Maybe just, you know, we could add a new parking structure there because all the complaints of the park. You know, I'm just kidding. We got great per capita parking downtown.
Yeah.
Go to a big city, and, I mean, it's a totally different story.
You don't have to drive around for 10 minutes in Reading looking for parking. It's easy.
Right. Okay, so there's that meeting about the downtown transportation plan. They do this cool thing in the meeting where they actually take the community votes on these electronic devices.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
I don't run any part of the meeting, but yeah.
They actually poll everybody. They ask a series of questions to determine, you know, what do you want to see here? And it's not just kind of a superficial meeting like you go into. I go to all these community meetings. There's facilitated meetings where people write things on boards and things, and you walk out with the same knowledge that you walked in with. They're actually polling people so that they come up with, you know, some scientific data.
I guess I should have emphasized that. This community workshop, they really want people to come and give their input. on it. So, yeah, they want you, like Rocky's saying, they have a survey and they ask you certain questions. They want your input. They want your opinions on it. That's how we're going to come to the right decisions about our downtown. A small group of people can't make those right decisions. They need to get the input from a larger group to do that.
Great. So while I have Viva Downtown's Brandon Benting and Turtle Bay's Christy Kidd here in the studio, I'm going to make a humble suggestion that is off the cuff and could be completely wrong and hopefully won't ruffle any feathers, but Market Street Fair. I'd like to see a little collaboration between Turtle Bay and Viva Downtown on this. There's going to be a beautiful promenade at the new four-star Sheraton Hotel. And obviously, right now, as it's drawn, Turtle Bay is a little bit outside the downtown area. But maybe if some heads got together, it could be considered fairly soon connected to downtown.
As with, you know, any major city decision, it's a little more...
I don't think we can just say yes to that.
It's a little more complicated than that.
We did talk about how things aren't that simple earlier.
Rocky and I do have had a previous conversation about this. And there is potential with recent changes in downtown organizations. In expanding the downtown borders. So that's something that we're not ready to discuss yet, but that's potential for coming up in the near future, and we would really love to do that, actually.
Yeah, because you go down to the Sunel Bridge on Sunday, Saturday, pretty much any day now. I think I was there on, like, a Tuesday morning. I was like, does anybody here have a job?
Yeah, does anybody in Reading work anymore?
Oh, and then I found out, we are needing to go to a break, which is probably a good thing because I need to be cut off.
Sure.
So thanks for joining us here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Police say the man accused of fatally shooting a Kentucky state trooper has been shot and killed after an hours-long manhunt. Authorities say the suspect opened fire on State Trooper Joseph Cameron Ponder after a traffic stop. Trooper Jay Thomas is a spokesman.
After making contact with that driver, he learned that the driver was suspended. The driver of the vehicle then fled the traffic stop. Trooper Ponder initiated a short pursuit.
The suspect had fled on foot after the shooting. The Kentucky County Clerk, who refused to issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples, says she won't interfere with her deputy clerks, who have been issuing the licenses since she was jailed for contempt of court. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis says she is trying to reconcile her conscience with court orders.
Effective immediately, and until an accommodation is provided by those with the authority to provide it, any marriage license issued by my office will not be issued or authorized by me.
Kim Davis said issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples goes against her religious beliefs. One of the raging wildfires in Northern California has turned deadly after destroying hundreds of homes and around 1,000 other structures. CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berland.
A lot of destruction. A very fast-moving fire causing a lot of destruction.
The fire is far from contained. Fatima Kurdi, the grieving aunt of young Syrian refugee Aylin, who drowned, says Europe must not slam the door.
They flee the war from dangers, from dying, and you put the fence? People should, they can, and they should build a better, longer table, not the higher fence.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
New York Senator Charles Schumer wants to force drone manufacturers to implement geofencing technology that will keep the unmanned aircrafts away from airports.
There have been last month 130 near misses in airports around America. It's only a matter of time before a drone is sucked into an airplane, an engine of a major passenger airliner, and there's a huge tragedy.
Senator Schumer plans to unveil an amendment this week to the FAA reauthorization bill. Collecting taxes isn't the only issue the IRS has to deal with, so is the size of the checks that some people write. That's going to change next year when checks for $100 million or more will be rejected. The Treasury Department says it has noticed an increase in federal agencies trying to deposit such checks. The IRS says the larger amounts require hand processing. News and analysis, townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. OPEC has cut its oil production forecast for countries like the U.S. that are not members of the cartel. More from correspondent Jeremy House.
The group says it lowered its forecast for daily oil supply growth this year from non-member states by 72,000 barrels a day to 880,000 due to lower than anticipated output in the U.S. For 2016, it trimmed its forecast by 110,000 barrels to 160,000. The cartel also hiked its forecast for global demand growth this year by about 84,000 barrels a day to 1.46 million and by 50,000 to 1.29 million barrels for 2016. Jeremy House reporting.
The summer driving season has ended with the lowest national average gas prices for the Labor Day holiday in more than a decade. The average price of gasoline dropped 27 cents over the past 3 weeks to $2.44 a gallon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott are on vacation in Colorado, and my name is Rocky Slaughter. I'm a local entrepreneur here. I've got a company called Sugar Pine Media. I also started a political action committee called Revive Reading, and we're involved in quite a few different things going on in town. Earlier we had Reading City Councilor Brent Weaver, and then we had Brandon Benting from Viva Downtown and Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay Exploration Park. We have a totally loaded lineup today. We've got Shasta Builders Exchange, Joe Cominti, still here. And then we've got Optimize Worldwide CEO, Matt Morgan. And we definitely did a Prestige Worldwide joke a little bit earlier today.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we also have David Benda, the business editor from the Record Searchlight. And we have someone on the phone that we need to go to.
Well, we're going to give you some weather real quick, and then we'll jump onto the phone. 72 degrees in Reading right now. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The high will be about 80 degrees, quite a drop off from the weekend. Those thunderstorms do present a challenge, though, because they could result in some fire starts. Tomorrow's high will be 74, and then as we head into the week, it will warm up a little bit more. Right now in Reading, 72 degrees. And let's go to the phone right now with Sally with what's happening tonight. Sally.
Looking forward to that thunderstorm this afternoon.
As well, it's a mixed blessing because we could use a little bit of rain, but on the other hand, we could have some problems with that too. What's going on there, Sally?
Well, tonight we have Tim Pappas coming in to teach the Constitution, and last week he went into the 14th Amendment somewhat, but he's going to finish up with the 14th Amendment tonight. We'll ask. Last week we talked about the anchor baby issue of the 14th Amendment, but this week he's going to focus more on the Reynolds v. Sims decision that was based on the 14th Amendment. So those people who are familiar with Reynolds v. Sims or not, that is the Supreme Court decision that the State of Jefferson movement is also based on changing. So come on out and find out more about it and find out where we're going with the State of Jefferson as well.
All right, Sally, thank you very much for calling.
All right. Oh, and next week I just wanted to give a heads up. We do have Shelley Gibbs from the CareNet Pregnancy Center. She's going to come talk to us about the Planned Parenthood issue.
All right, Shelley, thanks. All right, Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to get back to our program. So we're going to talk about business here in the North State, especially because you have the business editor. Did I get that right? Is that your correct title, Dave?
Yeah, business editor, business reporter.
Okay.
You need to be a lot closer to that microphone.
Jack of all trades, whatever.
Excellent.
I've been at the paper for 25 years, and I've kind of seen it all.
Yeah, so you have just this plethora of experience, and we talked a little bit before about how you decided to move here and how you've been able to see the economy change over time. It looks like building continues to be up in Reading right now. What is that all about? And maybe Joe could talk about that as well.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, we have seen an increase in building permits. One of the things we're seeing more of is residential. We also saw some commercial. Mills Flower is building their building, which is one of the first commercial buildings to be built in quite some time. So the economy seems to be getting a little more vibrant. Our members seem to be very busy. We have some other projects coming up throughout the North State. And, of course, we're getting ready to build the Sheraton Hotel.
Right.
Which is all good. So the key now is to keep the excitement going, to keep the vibrancy going, to make sure that we just don't go into as deep a valley as we went before and stay focused on the economic development that's so important to our community.
Did I hear correctly that the Riverfront Playhouse new building has been killed by prevailing wage? Can you address that?
I can't, because I really don't have enough information on that. I know there's been a lot of discussions. I know one of the general contractors who was heavily involved in that. I know it's kind of in suspended animation right now, but I really don't have all the details behind it.
Okay, well, it's kind of funny to me that the building industry is coming back at the time where we're supposed to get an El Nino this next year. I mean, it's kind of ironic. You know, there's always something, right? And also, we wanted to extend a thank you to the firefighters locally here, because if we do have thunderstorms going on, that could pose a potential risk. I know they've had a very busy summer. I'm very interested in the fire in Lake County specifically. My business partner's mom actually had a structure that was very close to being burned there. I think they're safe, but there was a lot of structures that were lost, and actually I think there may be a death toll as well. So
hundreds of homes at least, yeah, well, at least one death attributed to the fire down that way.
Right. So we've got to thank our firefighters. But let's talk about the real estate market as well, because I know that Dave did a write-up about this as well. As building is increasing, I guess October is going to be the best month to buy.
Well, that was a thing I did on Sunday, a survey that Realty Track did, and people might be familiar with Realty Track. They are the company based in Irvine that tracks foreclosures, but they occasionally put out these, and they're fun little studies, kind of water cooler topics. And recently, it was the best time to buy a home, and they said that the best time to buy a home, well, they broke it down to the best day was October 8th. And I don't know, they called like 15 million transactions over the last 15 years, and they came up with October 8th.
Okay.
Now, the worst time to buy, which kind of makes sense, is demand is up, spring home buying season is hot, is in April. So you're probably not going to get a good deal if you buy in April,
okay,
according to Realty Track.
Gotcha. And interest rates are so low. I was just down in the Bay Area, and there are so many entrepreneurs down there that I think would benefit from being able to purchase a home up here in Reading. In fact, actually, just over the 5 years that I went to Healdsburg, I worked there in the wine industry. I entered this contest. It was this national publicity stunt where this winery was trying to get this guy to do social media for them, and they were were offering $10,000 a month, and all you had to do is drink wine and blog about it. Between 2009, which is when I was there, and now, the economy has completely boomed, and it's gotten to a point where people that live there can no longer afford to live there because their property taxes are increasing. They're still making the same wages. There are Silicon Valley entrepreneurs that are owning wineries, and they're making high-margin tech products. So I really see this place as kind of being almost like a Silicon Valley refugee area where, you know, they can come up here, they can kayak, they can do everything that they want. We have all of the internet amenities that would make remote working totally possible. We're within a 20-minute flight to San Francisco because I heard that there was this new jet that the airport got. Can anyone confirm that?
I think it takes a little longer. It takes probably closer to 40 minutes to get there. But
it's a regional jet, 50-seat regional jet. They started those flights in March, and I did a story about a week or so ago where they've been tracking numbers, and according to the city, numbers are up since they started those flights into San Francisco.
Yeah, and it's kind of strange to imagine it this way, but 28 minutes or... It's a little bit longer than 20 minutes. It's a half hour flight.
It's probably gate to gate. You're probably talking about 40 minutes.
Okay. 40 minutes. That is less than a commute from one side of the LA, from Los Angeles, from one side to the other. So
that might be a commute from one exit to another in LA, depending on what time of day it is.
Exactly. So when we're talking about this new world that we live in, with all of the interconnectedness that we have going on with the internet and all of our other communications tools. In fact, actually, one of my buddies operates a company down in Silicon Valley. He's got this thing called Double Robotics, which is an iPad that is attached to basically like a Segway base, which is wheels, motorized wheels, and he's got employees in his DC branch that can talk to employees in his San Francisco branch, and there's this robot that rolls around and it's their face. So if we've got those kind of tools and the people that are living those lives, making those types of products, can at the end of the day hang up their hat and go fishing. That's a pretty amazing thing that we've got going.
Absolutely.
Here. And I think really our message just needs to be communicated to that sector of business. And actually, while we've got him here, we've got the CEO of Optimize Worldwide, Matt Morgan. He has started a very successful business here in town. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up deciding to start a business in Reading?
Sure, yes. I'm a native Reading, born and raised, and I've always had a taste for technology. And so my business is an online marketing business, very similar to yours, Rocky. If anybody's curious, we kind of co-compete.
I heard you're second best in town.
but no, I've really enjoyed technology, and I enjoy Reading. This is where my roots are at. This is where I love living. My family's here. And so I chose to launch my business here. I could have gone to a Silicon Valley type of area and been super successful, and I figured I can do it here. And built it out of my bedroom with no money. And today we have, by the end of the month, we'll have 13 employees in less than 4 years. So,
and you service clients from the Reading area plus?
So naturally with our technology type of a service we offer, we can get business from all over the world. So about 40% of our business does come from outside the area, which is nice because we're drawing in money back into the community, and we hire all local employees, so that money is being spent here locally. So it's a good thing for the community.
Right. In order for the economy in Reading to shift, we have to start kind of thinking outside the service economy model. And we have to start scaling products to get beyond our borders to do exactly what you're talking about, bringing revenue in from outside the area. And I believe the internet can help us do that. And then, obviously with other places like Stillwater Business Park, if we get some manufacturing, or even what would be great is some high-margin tech, like if people are doing software out there. And my personal take on it is I'd like to see a mixed-use living facility and a campus out there, kind of similar to the Googleplex. I think if you build those types of amenities, that's when you're going to attract some of these other companies that are looking for lower overhead in the same state. But that's a totally different nut that we can crack at a later point, because we have an amazing sponsor that we need to thank.
Well, I'm not too, as a matter of fact, they are very amazing. That would be Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service with all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
with me now. Come with me now.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's 820 at KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda, for those of you wondering, are off on a very, very well-deserved vacation. Meantime, we have our selection of guest hosts in here to keep things rolling. Checking the weather radar, we've got scattered showers around town. We could see thunderstorms later on today and a high right around the 80-degree mark. Currently in downtown, we're showing 72 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. They've been here since 1997, and they offer senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Okay, great. Well, good morning again, Reading. My name is Rocky Slaughter, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. In the studio, we have Shasta Builders Exchange, Joe Comenti, Record Searchlight's business editor, David Benda, and Optimize Worldwide CEO, Matt Morgan. One of the topics that we brought up just a couple minutes ago that we definitely need to talk about is the new venture hub put together by the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. It's located north of town on a street.
Caterpillar.
Okay, there we go. And, it, you know, it's a very promising location. I think it's going to attract some businesses. And, Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The Venture Hub is a very exciting addition to Reading. It's something Mark has been working on And, you know, Mark LaSalle, if you've ever heard of one of his presentations, talks about the value of an employee and how it impacts the economy. And technology and manufacturing are the two that make the most impact as far as circulation of dollars. So they've been working on this venture hub where they have this incubator. And so there's going to be 13 offices out there. Correct me if it was 11 or 13, but what they're going to do is offer businesses the opportunity to come out there for very, very low rent and start their business and get all the support they need. There's co-working space so that they have cafeteria, they have conference rooms, super fast internet. And in addition, Shasta EDC also moved out there.
Yeah, and they have a snack bar too, which is, I think that should be a...
Always important to have a snack bar and a recreation area.
Right, right. So when we're talking about entrepreneurs, you know, if you go back into the era of Steve Jobs and everything, people are talking about starting operations out of their garage because they need low overhead, they don't have the investment up front. This is basically the opportunity to be the very, very nice garage with some very good advisors for any entrepreneur in this area that's got a great idea. Or, you know, we'll take an entrepreneur from outside the area as well. Anyone that wants to come here and start a business. We've got great facilities and advisors to make that happen.
And Matt, what he didn't mention was they Venture Hub has two tenants already. Sparrow Pictures will be moving in there, or has moved in there, to what they call Venture Alley, which is as Matt mentioned, the 13 offices. They'll be taking up one, and then there is a company that moved here a couple years ago, based in Silicon Valley, and they relocated to Reading, or opened a back office operation here in Reading called, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, T. Giles Simpson, Systems.
Yes, yeah.
They'll be opening an office, actually expanding to the Venture Hub because they've outgrown their facility off an airport road, and they'll have probably 20 to 25 employees out there.
That's really good news. And the way that this is structured is to get businesses in the door, to get them great advice, but also to expand on a very quick basis. I don't know that there's an expiration date in terms of how long you can be there.
Yes, to my understanding, it's 1 year, and they're going to provide you lots and lots of support. And if in 1 year you should be doing well and moving out on your own, and if not, maybe it just didn't work out.
Right. It's sort of like transitional housing for your entrepreneurs in this area, which is great because, you know, we're entrepreneurs, Matt. It is tough to just start your own thing. And like you said, you built it out of a garage. I did it out of a bedroom, I think. No, you said bedroom. Right.
Bedroom, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, we took ideas through to execution just basically by sweat equity in getting it done. And the internet and the timing now is the most crucial time for any entrepreneur. First of all, not only do you have the ability to connect with anybody in the world, so I definitely do hire some artists here locally if I can. If there is a very specific need, I can go beyond our borders to hire other people for graphic design, motion video, etc. To build something that you want to prototype, it's never been cheaper, it's never been easier, and also there's sort of an influx of money just in the startup market right now. People are very intrigued about the different investments they can make and their returns. So really, more than any other time in my life, I think now if you have an idea and you want to chase it, this is the time to do it.
Well, and I did a story about a month ago about based on a study the Progressive Policy Institute, where they identified some of the areas in California where the tech economy is growing, and they singled out Reading.
Right.
Interestingly enough,
I think we were in third place or something.
Fifth okay, overall. Yeah. Of course, the Silicon Valley, other parts of the Bay Area led the way. But they pointed out where, as you were mentioning earlier, you know, you don't necessarily have to be near a big city anymore to grow a tech company. A lot of people are telecommuting. A lot of people work out of their homes. Or, in the case of like this T. Giles Systems, they're looking to places like Reading, where maybe they can get a better deal on real estate. The workforce is cheaper, and they're expanding to areas like a Reading. I think Fresno was singled out. This Venture Hub is an example to me of I don't want to call it a sea change with the EDC, but it's a different way of kind of looking at economic development. I call it small ball. While Mark LaSalle will say that, and he's right, you know, Stillwater Business Park is still important. You have to grow the economy from within. You have to start small sometimes, and hopefully these small companies will lead to bigger and better things.
Absolutely. I love what you said about growing from within, because one of the favorite things I like to say is that our chief export here in Reading is highly qualified high school students. We have one of the best education systems, actually, in California. We're constantly on top lists for that. UPREP is kind of way far and out there. And if we instilled a little bit more pride in the people that grew up here, the same pride that I have, I never thought I was going to move back to Reading. I went off to Boston for college. I thought I was done with this place. But something changed when I came back and I realized, you know, all the commotion, everything in the Bay Area is very distracting. It's very hard for you to focus on what you want to create. And if you are an entrepreneur, that's your central tenet of your life. That's what you wake up and you have to create. So I think, you know, if we're able to establish a little bit more pride by building some identity and you know, really showcasing our lifestyle assets here, that will be very valuable to getting these high school students to become something I like to call boomerang kids, where they come back and they try to start something because they have the power to change this canvas here more than any other place that they could go. San Francisco is nice, but when they realize that rent is $26 a square, and I'm not even being facetious here. That is, I have a friend paying $26 a square foot for his company. He's got, I think, almost 100 employees now, and so it's a huge building, huge overhead. I think, you know, Reading is going to be very, very attractive. So Venture Hub is one of the things that I think is going to start it. They're also talking about having an adventure weekend, and I think one of the things that is great about the EDC is they're kind of thinking beyond just a traditional business model where they're working out performers and numbers for people. They're trying to sell also the lifestyle assets that we have here. One of the things that they were talking about at the Venture Hub is placing a rock climbing wall in there. They already have bikes, so you can bike around to various locations. So I don't know. I think they're doing a great job. And I think, like you said, we are experiencing a sea change. With the new hotel being built and some of the momentum that's going on, I think we're in good shape.
Absolutely. And I think we have to continue to focus on that entrepreneurial spirit. For an older person like myself, it's great to see young people like yourself. So I raised my boys here and have known you since you were very little. It's great to see you come back to the community and realize there are some real opportunities. And if you look at American economics for centuries, it's always been the entrepreneurial spirit and the entrepreneurial individual, even beyond innovation, because innovation may bring a great idea, but if you don't have the entrepreneur who's got the wherewithal to actually drive that concept to reality, you really don't get the economic growth. So to Dave's point of small ball, I think it's all about small ball. I think every business has value. Every person who wakes up in the morning saying, I want to go do something economically today on my own that's an expression of myself, adds tremendous value to our community, and we need to continue to nurture that and to continue to talk about that. Oftentimes in Reading, we talk about what's wrong. Well,
right.
Every place has things wrong. Let's talk about what's right, and we really are seeing a shift. We're seeing a shift by young people saying, I'm going to raise my family here. Young people, because Brent at 40 is young to me, wanting to run for a political office. I mean, that's the shift that has to take place, and it has to continue to take place.
Absolutely. And to the small ball comment, it's kind of like Moneyball to me. It's how the Oakland Athletics became successful because they were able to identify precisely the criteria of what we need to have in order to be a very strong team in city.
And at 8:31, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Cicada Cantina. Great food and drinks with family and friends is what Cicada Cantina at 1691 Hilltop Drive is all about. Their feature entrees include pollo poblano, chili relleno, steak fajita, steak shrimp tacos, and, of course, a wide range of feature adult beverages, including the prickly pear, the mango mantra, and Cosmo de Cicada. Again, that is Cicada Cantina, and check them out. It is fusion food with a bit of a twist.
Thank you. was born.
Hey, Doc Barea, back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX 9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX 9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:35 is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Good morning, Reading again. This is Rocky Slaughter. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. I've got some very exciting breaking news for you. We have Mayor Francie Sullivan joining us here in a full roundtable discussion that includes a very all-star lineup of Joe Comente from the Shasta Builders Exchange, Optimize Worldwide CEO Matt Morgan, and Record Searchlight business editor David Benda. So we've had a very lively discussion this morning, kind of ranging from where the city council is headed to where downtown is headed, and then also we just wrapped up a conversation about the new venture hub with the Shasta Economic Development Corporation.
Wow.
So there's quite a stuff. Quite
I'm
a lot
sorry
of,
I didn't get to come earlier.
Oh, that's, that's all right. We've got a lot of things going on in town, and I just would like to get your perspective on in terms of what you're working on. I know the State of the City is coming up, and that's a big thing that you have a lot of pride about, and this is your big show as mayor.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
I hope it is. I guess kind of overwhelmed with optimism right now because I spend almost every waking hour and I think some sleeping hours going back and forth between trying to polish my speech, which I have to tell everybody our speeches are written with great effort by city staff people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I always feel a little ashamed about taking credit for work that someone else does. We come up with ideas, but they implement. but the other huge thing in my life is One Safe Place. I'm on the board and thrilled to be on that board, and especially thrilled now that we are about to open Sierra House.
Right.
And I think that's just such a testament to what this community can do when they work together. When our executive director, Gene King, a few years ago said what we've all said to each other for as long as I've been involved, we need a shelter. When she said, no, I mean, this time we're going to do this, you know, I don't know what we did, but what we eventually did is we got busy, and we, you know, with huge guidance from Gene, you know, the money has, we still have a little money to raise, but
yes,
the building
yes.
is there.
It's spectacular. It really is a beautiful facility.
And it not only is a safe haven for victims, but the education program, the whole package that has been put together by One Safe Place, you know, Gene's goal is to put us out of business. And certainly this is going to go a long way in changing people's lives. And I think if we can do that in our community, we have challenges, but the reason my husband and I moved back here is we're the size city where you can fix things.
Right.
You just have to all get going in the same direction.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, the Sierra Center is beautiful. I took a tour there a couple weeks ago, and there is some money that they still need to raise to make that work, as well as their operations. There's going to be a capital campaign that's going to be coming out very soon for that. I'm helping a slight component on that with a crowdfunding on their website. People can start their own fundraisers and that kind of thing. But really, they're answering a very crucial problem in our community. Public safety is the number one thing that a lot of people are talking about right now. And in order to accomplish the economic development achievement that we were talking about earlier, public safety is definitely going to need to be addressed. So what I really like about One Safe Place and what they're doing right now is it's kind of an innovative new strategy that hasn't been employed before. It's they're combining the family justice model with a domestic violence shelter.
And we were the first place in the country to do that.
And that's huge. We need to be the first in everything.
It gets better. Yeah, exactly.
So anytime that we have a good story like that, we need to tell it. And obviously they're going to measure, the success rate. And it's really tough when it comes to those types of cases, because really you can only measure the services that you provide. But ultimately, hopefully, at first there'll be an increase in calls for service because more people will feel like they're going to get help.
I'm sorry, no, this entire conversation can't be about domestic violence, but that is a topic. We had a member of the audience the other night at a city council meeting make a comment about people were afraid to move here. They were afraid to move their wives here. And a friend who was sitting close to him said, I don't know if he heard her or not, but she said, no, our violence against women in our community is domestic violence.
Right.
That's we have a very small number of stranger attacks.
Right.
That doesn't make it okay, but as one of our board members said, you're safe on the street, it's your living room.
Mm-hmm.
You
Sad.
Know, that's
yeah.
dangerous. So, you know, doing something about domestic violence is huge. And we already know that we have, part of the reason we have that record number of calls here is because victims know they'll be treated respectfully by the police, the district attorney, they'll be taken seriously,
right.
And they have a safe place to go. We take that for granted.
We do.
I mean, we had the Women's Refuge for 30 years. We take that for granted. Most communities don't have that.
Absolutely. And one thing I'll say about the press, in terms of, the top 10 articles that we find ourselves on, the city pays attention to that stuff. If we get, most dangerous cities for women in Forbes, we take a certain amount of ownership in that. We remember that kind of thing. But when you're talking about people outside the area, what other city was on that dangerous city for women list? You don't remember. So, how much of an impact does that actually have? I think really we give way too much weight to that negative PR. That was something that was sort of weighing during the water slide issue as well.
There was negative PR with that?
Hey, I noticed, I mean, my filthy little Beetle still has a drought dirty bumper sticker on it. I did not see any others, and I noticed a really clean pickup out there. I was kind of... Somebody was a fair weather person.
My car's still dirty, but I don't like to wash my car anyway, so you just gave me an excuse.
So I washed my car for the first time this year, and then I decided to do some touch-up paint on the back of it, and I really wrecked it. In fact, actually, if anyone knows any good paint shops around, I'd like to talk to them. I'm going to apply that drought-dirty bumper sticker back on once it gets a little dirtier. I just figured, you know, well, it was, and also the sticker was peeling off. So
damaged the paint? Was this a sticker issue? I want to know.
No. A dog kennel that was laid up against my car. Anyway, it scratched it. And
so you hit something is what you're trying to say. Just cut right to the chase.
It was parked. Oh, I've got a clean driving record, everybody.
You know what? Can I butt in for 1 second? I have something I've wanted to either ask or tell David Benda about for the past couple of weeks, and I wish I'd known you were going to be here this morning, because I've been saving an advertisement from the Sunday San Francisco Chronicle real estate section that I thought you would find interesting. There's an ad in there from Rob Middleton. Hmm. It's like maybe a half page or a third page or something of this spectacular home. I mean, with this beautiful view of where we live. And I don't know what the impact was, but I was just knocked out. I thought, when you're looking through the San Francisco Chronicle real estate section and looking at small, you know, chicken coops for $900,000, and here is this beautiful home. And I just thought, I don't know. I thought that said a lot about business in Reading.
Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. Just like the last housing boom we had about a decade ago, until we get better paying jobs up in this area, it's going to continue. The real estate market, to a large part up here, survives by equity refugees who sell their home in Bay Area, Southern California, get a huge bang for their buck, and come up here and buy a house in Reading. A lot of them are retirees. But, you know, I had a conversation with a friend about a week ago talking about, you know, Palomar Builders and Jeb Allen, who is, you know, building a lot of homes, has been building a lot of homes for the past 5 years in Highland Park. He just broke ground in Shastina Ranch. And the friend looked at me and just, you know, she said, where, you know, who is buying these homes? Where are the jobs? And that's still an issue, I think, up here, that we, you know, we need to, and I know Joe's group's constantly addressing it, Mark LaSalle's with the EDC, but, you know, we need, I think everyone will agree, it's always going to be a challenge to get those, you know, good paying jobs up here, and to wean ourselves off this service economy, which is largely driven by retail, tourism. I don't know if manufacturing is ever going to come back, but I know a lot of people hope it comes back. And that's to the point of the Venture Hub. Those are small companies, and hopefully they'll maybe one day grow to bigger and better things.
Okay. Well, with that, we actually have to go to our break.
All right, thank you very much, Rocky. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th.
Girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted.
Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Get your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Reading and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
849 KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun, pistol, and having gunsmith done a long gun or pistol, and having gunsmith work done on guns or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-82222.
And welcome back, folks. My name is Rocky Slaughter. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And we've had a really fun morning. We've got a lot of guests. We've got a stacked round table here with Joe Comente from the Shasta Builders Exchange. We've got David Benda from the Record Searchlight. We've got Reading's Mayor, Francie Sullivan, and Optimized Worldwide CEO, Matt Morgan. So we've covered a wide range of topics this morning. One of the things I wanted to talk about is our mayor. And I wanted to get to know her a little bit better in terms of, a lot of people hear about the political stuff and you know, which policy do you like or you oppose, but who are you as a person? No. So the more specific question I'll ask is, what do you like to do in Reading? What's some of your favorite recreational activities and that kind of thing?
Oh, gosh. I'm just eternally frustrated that I don't have more time. I mean, I really need sleep now. And it frustrates me how much time I have to spend doing that because I like to ride a bike. I like to kayak. I love to read. I think we have a great library. I go in there and I feel like probably some people feel it sees candy or something. I just think, oh, my gosh, I want to read this one and this one and this one. I'm a crazy cat lady, with three kitties.
That explains your email address.
Yeah. Had four. I've been telling more and more people this because my husband is a breadwinner for our family, always has been, and when he retired, we moved to the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And moved there for the rest of our life. And 2 years later, we got a chance to come back here. And, I mean, we literally bought a house almost sight unseen. It was like the fastest closing, and I think, in the records. And every day, we feel grateful to live here. And being on the city council has made me even more grateful. I really didn't know much about city government. I've lived in Palisadro for 23 years. and I'm just dazzled. I've been involved in government every place that we lived. I was on the planning commission when we lived in Oregon, and so I've never been on a city council, and I've certainly never been a mayor of anything before. But I'm really grateful. We have such dedicated employees that really genuinely care about it. I think it's great to live in a city where the people who keep your lights on also keep their own lights on. I mean, it's nice to have someone that really cares whether, you know, whether the power's off or not, because it impacts their life. Mm-hmm. So.
And, Francie, I need you to put your headphones on there because we have an incoming phone call. And once you get them settled in, now we'll go ahead and turn up Billy Bob from Palisadro. You're on the air.
Thank you, Bob. Hey, Rocky, great show. You've done a wonderful job in corralling all those great people.
Thank you.
It sounds like you're surrounded by some of the best thinkers in town, and I appreciate all of what everybody does. The thing is, I got a question for Francie, and this is related to all your business talk and how we get this city and this area back on the map. There has to be, Francie, a situation where the city reconsiders these impact fees and building permits. You have to get a 2-year moratorium, slash in half these impact fees. They're absolutely outrageous. And it's going to stagnate any building except for Palomar or whoever's building. But, again, we have to get the construction industry back in business. And there's no way it's going to be done with the city demanding the extortion for their over-heavy impact and building fees. So I'll let you guys go. Great show, Rocky.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. In fact, the facts don't bear out your comments. We have a huge increase in building permits right now in the city of Reading for 2015. In fact, our commercial building permits are up 750%. Now, that can be just, you know, a couple of major projects, but still, the numbers are the numbers. And I understand people's frustration at impact fees. But the city council in the city of Reading decades ago decided, as the city was really starting to grow, that they needed to make a decision about how streets and sewer lines and water lines and parks would be maintained so that the people who lived here could continue to have the quality of life that they had, that there'd still be a swing set for their kid when they got to the park, and their water treatment plant would provide them with safe water. And the decision was that future growth would have to pay its own way. And so that is the purpose of the impact fees.
Right.
The impact.
A lot of people forget the impact part of the impact fees, which is the impact to infrastructure. So basically, I've heard this argument many times before. Billy Bob likes to call it and ask that same question. If you are against impact fees, you are for some form of a tax hike in some fashion or another, because the money has to come from somewhere to pay for the things that the businesses are coming in and doing. Now, it's a trade-off. I mean, you can have less impact fees and more sales tax and property tax to pay for some of these things, but it's not just something that we can waive and then magically have all this new development and have the economy take care of our infrastructure.
Actually, the reality of what's happened in many communities has been even worse, because the requirement for having safe water and having adequate treatment, water treatment plants and all those kinds of things, if you reach a tipping point where you no longer have the capacity, they put in a moratorium on building, so growth stops. And I think none of us think that is in our best interest. So
I think if we continue just to explain, you know, what are these impact fees doing? Obviously, to my members, they're a major concern. And cost is always a major concern to
Certainly.
Any business entity. But it's really, I think it's about clarity mm-hmm. and consistency of message. And I also think it's flexibility. In some cases, maybe a moratorium is appropriate. And we did it 2 years ago with building
yes.
permits, and we saw a very positive impact from that. So I think it really, it always comes down to communication and messaging,
right,
and letting the community know that we work together. There isn't this government force that's standing in the way of everything business wants to do. And that business, there's certain rules and regulations that business people have to follow. And I think it really comes down to just better communication, always better transparency, and at the end of the day, some flexibility so that developers and business people know I have a reasonable expectation that when I go to the city government or I go to the county government, that they will listen to what I have to say and respond in kind.
Right, right. That's a really good point about communication, because I think when people have a complaint that they want to lodge at the city or the county or whatever entity, a lot of that complaint can be answered if they just knew context, if they knew the players, and if they knew why things are the way they are.
Yes.
And so, you know, many of these problems, the people that are on the city council that I know are very good people, and that is a very benevolent position to take on, because you get paid like $600 a month or something.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. They think they get these egregious salaries and they've got some nefarious agenda. And I think that comes from our federal political system, where you have congressmen that are getting these huge lobbying checks from Warren Buffett, the Koch brothers, etc. That does not happen on the local level. And there's no nefarious insider plot. If there are any, Francie, would you like to let us know?
Not even a box of chocolates. Sorry.
I think the hidden agenda that we're talking about here is hidden just because of a lack of communication.
People need to ask. I mean, that's, you know, and I would urge anyone to go to the City of Reading website and search, because in there, all the documentation, there has to be a nexus on those impact fees. The city has to prove that the money is spent for the intended purpose. And you have to justify the amount that's charged. And we review that frequently. So I urge people to ask the question, check the facts.
Okay, so we have about 1 minute left here. Why don't we just do a quick roundtable, rapid fire. Do you have anything going on, Joe, that you need to get out there?
Yeah, I'd like to throw another shout out to the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange. We're doing an electrician's ball on March 11th, and this is a fundraiser. And one of the things we want to raise funds for is for veterans. We offer preferred pricing to our veterans. We think this is something that's necessary for these men and women who have served us so well, and we want to give them an opportunity to learn a trade if that's their choice. So I'd encourage everybody to please race to your iPad, your pencil or paper, whatever you do, and write in March 11th,
well,
because it is a fundraiser for us.
Down. No, I won't.
All right.
Back down.
You can say goodbye now.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is excellent. I can say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to my first time hosting Free Fire Radio, or any program for that matter. Hope you got through it. Hope it woke you up a little bit.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Police say the man accused of fatally shooting a Kentucky State Trooper has been shot and killed after an hours-long manhunt. Kentucky State Police Trooper Jay Thomas says Trooper Joseph Cameron Ponder was shot to death after chasing a driver who had fled a traffic stop last night.
The driver of that vehicle leaned out his window and fired a pistol numerous times into the police vehicle, striking Trooper Ponder.
Police had said Johnson Shanks fled on foot. Numerous law enforcement agencies had been aiding in the search using helicopters and dogs in the rural wooded area. Brown County, Kentucky Clerk Kim Davis says she will not authorize her deputies to issue any marriage licenses, but she won't stop them either.
Any unauthorized license that they issue will not have my name, my title, or my authority on it. Instead, the license will state that they are issued pursuant to a federal court.